This past week's parsha was Parsha Tetzave. Parsha Tetzave deals mainly with the Bigdei Kohuna, the garments of the Kohen Hediot and the Kohen Gadol. Now we know that the Torah HaKadosha, the Torah is eternal, and it relates to every Yid at all times. The Torah is not a history book or something that was only relevant for a certain time. It's relevant at all times for every Yid, and we need to know how do the Bigdei Kohuna relate to us, and what we can take from the Bigdei Kohuna for our Avodas Hashem. And it seems to me that the Bigdei Kohuna, and especially the garments of the Kohen Gadol, represent a lesson for us as how to educate our children, or the tools that we need in order to be able to educate our children, or for any type of educator to be able to educate their students in an appropriate manner, according to the Torah HaKadosha. And the truth is that and the reason why I think that this is what it's coming to teach us is because that's the Kohanim, and especially the Kohen Gadol, are the role models of Klal Yisrael. And the main way, the way we inspire others is mainly by modeling for them, being role models for our children, role models for our Talmidim, role models for just the people that surround us. By the Kohanim, we find a concept in Parshas Emor of Lahazar Agadolim Alaktanim. The Torah warns them that the Gedolim are responsible, that the older ones are responsible for the younger ones. So the whole concept of Kohuna and Kohuna Gedolim is this concept of Lahazar Gedolim Alaktanim. So I believe that there are lessons to be learned from the Bigdei Kohuna, which I believe represent the tools needed for a person to be a true role model and a true educator, a successful role model and a successful educator. It's interesting that we find by three of the garments of the Kohen Gadol, by the Chosh and the Ephod and the Tzitz, we find the words Pituchei Chosam, which means that they're supposed to be engraved like a signet ring. But I've mentioned in the past that the word Chosam is Rosh HaTevis, Torah, Chupin, Masim, Toivim. Which is the bracha we give every child when they're born, that they should, by the bris, that their parents should be able to raise them, Torah, Chupin, Masim, Toivim, to bring them to Torah, to the chuppah, and to good deeds. So, and these Bigdei Kohuna are Pituchei Chosam, they're the opening for Torah, chuppah, masam, tovim, meaning these are the tools that would open up a child for Torah, chuppah, masam, tovim. So how do these Bigdei Kohuna represent the tools of successful chinuch? And I'd like to explain this based on Chassam Sofer. Chassam Sofer says that the last word in Parshas Truma, in the previous Parsha, the last word is Nechoshes, which means copper. And the first word in this week's Parsha is Va'ata, Hashem speaking to Moshe, saying, and you command B'nai Yisrael. So Chassam Sofer says Nechoshes V'ata, that in the word Nechoshes lie the four milas of Moshe Rabbeinu. four miles of Moshe Rabbeinu are, the word Nechoshe stands for, the Nun stands for Navi. Moshe Rabbeinu was the greatest prophet that ever existed and will ever exist. The Ches stands for Chacham. Moshe Rabbeinu was the ultimate Chacham, wise person. The Shin stands for Shalom, peace. He brought peace among Klal Yisrael, and mainly brought peace between... Hello? Are you there? I hear you. Okay, the second advantage, second Maila of Moshe Rabbeinu was that he was the Chacham. He was the ultimate Chacham, the wisest among men. That's what the Ches of Nechoshe stands for. The Shin stands for Shalom, that he brought peace among Klal Yisrael before Kabbalah Satoida. Was probably the only time in history that Vayichan Sham Yisrael Neged Ahar Ki Ishachad B'Lev Echad, entire Klal Yisrael was at peace with each other. He brought peace between Klal Yisrael and the Rabbeinu Shel Olam every time Klal Yisrael sinned. Moshe Rabbeinu was our champion to bring peace between among us and Klal Yisrael. And the Tav of Nechoshe stands for Torah. Moshe Rabbeinu was the one that brought us the Torah HaKadosha. So Nechoshe stands for the four major accomplishments or traits that made Moshe stand out above and beyond any other Yid in history. He was a Navi, Chacham, Shalom, and Torah. Nechoshes ve'ata. That's what the connection of the last word of last week's parasha and the first word of this week's parasha says, Chassam Sofer, because Nechoshes is ve'ata is what Moshe Rabbeinu stands for. And I'd like to suggest that these four concepts of Navi, Chacham, Shalom, and Torah is really what is necessary for every leader and every role model within Klal Yisrael, which means every parent and every Malamed. And truth is, each and every Yid, because we all serve as role models and should serve as inspirations for anyone who surrounds us. And I'll explain. And I believe that these four concepts are what the four garments of the Kohen Gadol stand for. Navi, which is a prophet, is the requirement for a parent or a Rebbe to be able to tell, to prophesize what they see in the potential of their child or their student. A parent needs to be able to see the future of what their child or what their student can become. In order to be able to nurture the child to become what he could become, it's important for the parent and the Rebbe to be a Navi, to see the potential. But it's not sufficient to just see the potential. A Navi needs to prophesize. A parent or a Rebbe needs to be able to tell the student what they see. We see that you can become such and such. These are your koiches. You have this and this tremendous potential. And if you work on it, you can bring out your unbelievable koiches. Because when a child or a student hear the what their parent or what their Rebbe sees in them, they know what to work on. And they know what they could become. And they'll know that if they are, if they're lax on their work towards becoming what they could become, they'll know that they are failing what is truly their potential. And I believe that this is represented by the Me'il of the Kohen Gadol. Chazal tell us that the Me'il comes to, it represents speech. It comes to atone for Lashon Hara. The Pasuk says, V'nishma koiloi b'voyo l'kodesh, that his voice will be heard when he comes to the holiness. And what that means is that the child, having heard from their parent, or the child, the student having heard from his Rebbe in his youth what he could become and how they believe in him, that he could become greatness in whatever area the parent or the Rebbe saw, that voice will be reverberating in the child's head, in the child's ears. V'nishma koiloi b'voyo l'kodesh, the voice of the Rebbe, the voice of the parent, will be heard when he comes, when it comes to holiness. U'v'tzeisai, and when he chas v'sholem steps out of bounds, the voice of the parent of the Rebbe will be reverberating in their mind to bring them back, because the child knows that they have this potential that they need to live up to. This is the first requirement for a parent or a mechanech to be a Navi. And that's represented by the Me'il of the Kohen Gadol. The second requirement is Chacham. The Pasuk says, Chacham einav b'roishai, a wise person has his eyes in his head, meaning that it represents, a Chacham means someone who's attentive. A parent, a Rebbe, a Mechanech, an educator, needs to be attentive to the needs of their children and the needs of their students, what they need in order to become what they need to be, what they can become. And a child needs to know that they have their parents' attention and that they have their Rebbe's attention. That is how a child is able to grow to actually fulfill the potential that the Rebbe or the parent sees in them. So that's what Chacham is. Chacham is to be attentive to the needs of each and every child and student, or to be attentive to the needs of the people that are around us, so that they can fulfill their potential. And this is represented by the tzitz, which is Bein Einayim. It's on the forehead of the Kohen Gadol, between his eyes, representing the Chacham Einav B'roishai, that the Chacham has his eyes in his head, being attentive to the needs of those who are impressed by his modeling. The third necessary component to chinuch is shalom. It's no secret that in order for children to grow up to be healthy children, they need to grow up in a house where there's peace, where there's shalom bayis between their parents. And shalom means there's a sense of shalom between that the each parent onto their own has a sense of shalom with themselves. When the child sees peace, when the child sees security, the child is able to grow and fulfill their potential properly. If the child has a concern about his own security because there's a lack of peace, the child can't focus on his own growth. He's too busy worrying about his own security. So shalom is a necessary component when it comes to raising children. And that's represented by the Choshen. The Choshen had all 12 Shvatim on the lave of the Kohen Gadol, representing that the heart of all Yud Beis Shvatim is one, that there's shalom among them. And the final necessary component for a leader, for a parent, for a Rebbe, is Torah. Is that they should conduct themselves, if we want to be role models, we need to conduct ourselves in a manner that is according to Torah. Not just when we're learning Torah, or when we're involved in the fulfillment of a mitzvah, but every area of our lives should be in accordance with Torah. We cannot afford that there should be any area of our life that is not in accordance with Torah, because that would represent hypocrisy, which the children are the first to pick up on. Unfortunately, we find people that when they go on vacations, that they're lax in certain areas that they wouldn't be otherwise. The children pick it up and they immediately realize that the Torah isn't that important. And when the children see hypocrisy in this area, that is where we find children deserting the Derech HaTorah, because the message that they're getting is that it's not that important. And this is represented by the ephod. The ephod was an apron that was worn behind the Kohen Gadol, but it was tied to the front. The Kohen Gadol tied it in front of him, representing that all areas of a person's life, the areas, not only the areas that are represented by the front, which is Torah and mitzvahs, but even the areas that are represented by the back, such as all the other areas of our lives, all the gashmiyazdig areas of our lives, they all need to be tied to the front. They all need to be tied and connected to Torah. So the four garments of the Kohen Gadol represent the four necessary components of every leader, which is represented mainly by Moshe Rabbeinu, who had these four components of Novi, Chacham, Shalom, and Torah, Nechoshes. Nechoshes Va'ata. And perhaps that's why Moshe Rabbeinu's name isn't mentioned. It's Nechoshes Va'ata that Rabbeinu Shalom is talking to each and every Yid, telling each and every one of us that we need to have the Nechoshes. We need to be the Navi and the Chacham and the Shalom and the Torah, in order for us to be Mashpim, in order for us to be role models for others, so others can learn from us. We need to be the Kohen Gadol and wear that Me'il, so that it should be V'nishma Koyla B'voyal HaKodesh V'tzeisoy. We need to have the tzitz, the chacham ein of bereishai. We need to have the choshen, which is the shalom, absolute peace, so that those who learn from us should feel a sense of security when they're with us. And Torah, that everything that we do should be according to Torah. We find that in Parshas Bereishis, right in the beginning, the Nachash seduced Chava into eating from the Eitz Hadas Tov V'Ra, the tree of knowledge of good and bad. Meaning that the Nachash wanted to impress upon Chava that she doesn't need the Eitz Chaim, which is the Torah, to teach her what's good and what's bad. Each and every person should be able, has the ability to decide on their own what's good and what's bad. Eitz Hadas Tov V'Ra, eat from the tree. Well, you'll be the one to determine what's good and what's bad. What do you need the Eitz Chaim for? What do you need the Eitz Chaim, he the Machazikimah? What do you need the Torah HaKadosha to tell you what's good and what's bad? A person can determine on their own. And every educator, even among the non-Jews, would be able to tell you the importance of Navi, of understanding the potential of each student. Every educator, even among the non-Jews, will be able to tell you that you need to be a chacham ein v'roisha, your person needs to be attentive to each and every student, each and every child. They'll be able to tell you the importance of shalom, of security. What they won't have is the tough of nachoshes. Torah is what they don't understand. They think that they can do without it. They understand what's tov and what's ra. And that's why without the tough, what we're left is then just Navi, Chacham, and Shalom is the Nachash. And if you look around the world of what the rest of the world looks like without Torah, we see the corruption. We see what it looks like when there's only a Nachash and not Nachashis. We need the Torah HaKadosha to direct us as to what's right and what's wrong. And if you look in Parshas Chukas, the Pasuk says that Klal Yisrael spoke against, it says, Vayedavar Ha'am Ba'Elokim Moshe. Klal Yisrael spoke against the Ribbono Shel Olam Moshe. What does that mean? They spoke against the necessity of Torah, the Torah that was given from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Moshe. What do we need it for? We're able to determine on our own what's tov and what's ra. Vayishalach Hashem b'hem es hanachoshim. So the Rebbeinu Shlom had the nachosh attack them. They felt that as long as we have the Navi, the Chacham, the Shalom, we understand that those are things that are necessary for the growth of our children, for the education of our children. Otherwise, we understand what's right and what's wrong. We don't need the Torah. And when Moshe Rabbeinu called out to Hashem, the Rebbeinu Shlom told him to make a nachash nechoshes, to make a copper snake, to help Klal Yisrael understand the importance of that difference between nachash and nechoshes, that there needs to be Torah. And without Torah, the first three components simply don't do the job. Look at the world around you, and you'll see that without Torah, the Navi, the Chacham, the Shalom all fall apart. So the refuah, the cure was to make a nachash nachoshes, to show them that in order to be able to appreciate the Navi, the Chacham, and the Shalom, there needs to be Torah as well. So the Eibishter to help them, that we should be zeichet to incorporate into our lives the Navi, the Chacham, the Shalom, and the Torah, the Me'il, the Tzitz, the Choshen, and the Yefod. And in that tzchus, we should be zeichet b'karev to that the Kohen Gadol should actually be Meshamish, B'shmoyne B'gadim, and the Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi, B'vias Mashiach Tzidkenu, B'mehera B'yom HaShem.